This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The painter Brendan O'Connell agreed to bring three small canvases with him to the interview.
The bookend aesthetically is, on the one hand, Andy Warhol, on the other hand, Edward Hopper. Edward Hopper had a way of painting very cold things in a very warm way, and I kind of like that a lot.
Painting one, Jif Peanut Butter. Painting two, Life Cereal, then the yellow, white, and blue boxes of Domino Sugar. O'Connell paints things you can find in the grocery aisle or the aisle in those big boxes known as Walmart. Meet Brendan O'Connell, Walmart artist.
In 2005, I followed an out-of-work actress around Walmart and paid her to shop, essentially. And I took photos and made some paintings from it. And I think between 2005 and 2010, I was invited to leave more Walmarts than most New Yorkers have ever been in.
Excuse me, sir. I think it's time you leave, that kind of situation.
Essentially, most retail environments frown upon photos being taken in their stores. And then eventually, I did an interview in 2010, and Walmart called me after the interview and said, we'd like to make it easy on you to go into stores.
So you're in this, I mean, it's a mundane space. It's like I my heart does not soar like a hawk when I go into shop at Walmart.
Well, essentially it is the most visited space on earth. And I was really struck by the art of the everyday and the idea of making art out of very commonplace things.
Are they a commentary on Walmart, your paintings?
I think it's more a commentary on this time in life and the idea that consumerism is what we do on a daily basis. I've also been struck by our fetishistic relationship to brands, that people call me and say, do you have a painting of Jif or Domino's or Life Cereal? And I realize that there's this strong component of nostalgia. It's our childhood that people are seeing and experiencing.
Well, you use the term fetishistic, but that's what a fetish is. It's like an object of desire that symbolizes something larger.
Right.
And you're saying consumer brands sometimes play that role.
Absolutely. You know, people have a visceral reaction to a brand. And I've been doing these paintings sort of in the spirit of the post-impressionist painting commercial boulevards of Paris, that you have this aisle in a supermarket that's well traversed and these brands that you see blurred out of the corner of your eye.
Brendan O'Connell, the artist who finds inspiration at Walmart and in many other places. Mr. O'Connell, thank you.
Thank you very much.